Chalk Chad Freestyle for September 19th, 2014. We have arrived. Hello, I am in my new studio. Although this is not being recorded on the big mixer. This is still being done with Boss Jock on my iPhone. But the point is, I am here. I am in the studio. And it is practically ready to go, except Michael needs to give me another lesson on how to run this thing. There's all kinds of mixers and microphones and computers involved that I haven't run in several months and don't really remember. We arrived. We made it. We made it. We'll start out with the easy stuff. The cats did not require any tranquilizers today. They were being very good yesterday. Even after their tranks had run out, I noticed that they were being very passive in their cages. So I said, hey, why not see if they just will work, you know, ride along, behave without tranquilizers today. So aside from a little coercing Todd into his cage, Todd's in the studio with me. He's looking around like, where am I and what is this place? He's still having fun exploring. He hasn't been in this room yet. So, yeah, they did pretty good. They did pretty good. Donna started out driving from Albuquerque because I had a con call to be on, one of my monthly conference calls for work. So I fired up WebEx and turned on my MiFi, and, of course, we hit an AT&T dead zone halfway through the meeting. So I grabbed her Verizon phone and dialed back in. Oh, looks like Holly's in here, too. She jumped up on my... up on my desk. So we'll see. We'll see how the cats do in the studio. Normally they won't be in here while I'm recording, but hey, why not? It's a new place. Let's all explore it together. We stopped in Winslow, Arizona on the way over. It was kind of cool because along the I-40 corridor running from Oklahoma City to wherever it goes once we pass Flagstaff, that's where we made our left turn. We started in Albuquerque this morning, as I mentioned on the previous show, and this is the old Route 66 that used to run along, and every once in a while you caught a glimpse of the old road, and you could tell where it went because there was often a I-40 bypass around most of the small towns, but you could still see the line or the notch in the trees or whatever where the old road would go straight into town because the old highways, the two lanes, would stop at every town. And periodically you'd see signs along the side of the road that said museum here or jump on the old Route 66 there. So it was kind of cool, yeah, having that as a little companion. You could just look over your right shoulder and see the old Route 66 road most of the time riding right alongside the new high, you know, it was kind of like in Cars, you know, where the highway goes around Radiator Springs and the old road went into town. Well, not too many people were on the old road. There were a few, you could tell. There were either the locals or the tourist people. And Todd, you don't want to stick your head behind that mixer. He's up on the desk and just browsing around. So that gives you an idea of what our travel was like today. Through the flatlands and beautiful buttes and mesas and red rocks and gorgeous scenery. I took a few pictures out the window while Donna was driving. As I mentioned, we stopped in Winslow, Arizona, as made famous by that Eagles song, Taking It Easy. And we had been out here in June of 2013, and we're 15 minutes away when we went to see Meteor Crater. I made a Technorama video with Julie during that time. Some of you may remember that. But we did not drive the girls in. We said, hey, you know, it's another half hour. It's been a long day. Da-da-da-da-da. Long ride back. So we opted not to stop in Winslow. This time, on the way through, we said, hey, when are we going to get another chance? We're on our way through anyway. So we grabbed some lunch. We jogged through town. Very little town, so it was an easy five-minute jog. Down to the corner where they have a red flatbed Ford truck. There was no woman. I think it's a bronze statue of one of the band members or just a casual looking guy standing there. They made up this little park on the corner of 3rd and Kinsley, which is where it is. If you look for, what is it, Standing on the Corner Museum on Google Maps in Winslow, Arizona, you will find it. There's a giant Route 66 label in the intersection. Third Street goes one way, Second Street goes the other way. So at one point, this was the old Route 66, and it's probably part of the historic Route 66 now. So kind of cool being there from that perspective. Yes, I officially drove on part of Route 66 as we left town out 3rd Street or 2nd Street or whatever it was, and got some pictures around there. And just as I was about to take my first picture, my phone went, "I'm sorry, I can't take a picture. I'm all full." Oh my gosh, I finally filled up my 32-meg iPhone 5. So later I deleted some podcasts that I haven't listened to, that I probably will never listen to, some videos that I won't watch, et cetera, to make room for more photographs. I really need to go through and delete some applications and whatnot, too. But yet another excuse to get an iPhone 6. So we got a picture in Winslow, Arizona, of the flatbed Ford. Most of the pictures are on Donna's phone, and I will get those up and onto Facebook. It's kind of a little photo log of our trip as we went along. A lot of interesting stuff, a lot of cool places to see. We had very good travel weather most of this trip. The only thing that could have been an upset was the remnants of this hurricane that came up the Baja Peninsula and Sea of Cortez and then kind of went inland and dumped on Phoenix in the area in the last couple of days. I see headphones magically moving on the desk, which means Todd's under the desk playing with the headphones cord. Todd! Yeah, you. Love how he still talks to me. And most of that went south of us. As we were cruising across Oklahoma and the northern part of Texas yesterday and into New Mexico, we could see the rains to the south of us, and it clouded up a little bit, but we didn't get dumped on. The only rain we really got was when we took that left turn, not at Albuquerque. I know, you should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque. No, we took a left turn at Flagstaff because we're going west on Interstate 40 and then left down I-17 into Phoenix. And we got some pretty serious rain. Not too bad where it caused some hydroplaning, but we did slow down a little bit just to because of the weather and whatnot. Got into Phoenix around 3 p.m. local time. We had started unloading the van, and lo and behold, there's a guy who's interested in helping us with our roof. Now, if you've been listening to Freestyle, you know that we had some roof damage in August due to a microburst. The roof in Phoenix here, and I have been trying to get a hold of a roofer. Somebody left their thing on the door hanger. I called them, no response. I talked to our gardening guy, our yard fixer-upper, and I said, "Do you have any friends who do this?" And he says, yes, I put you in touch with somebody. He said, "I'll be happy to help you." Abner called me back and said, "Yes, we can do this. How much, Abner?" And he went around and around. I couldn't really get a figure out of him or what. I said, "Send me a quote." Time goes by. Never heard anything. "Send me a quote." Well, it's almost a month later, and I'm still looking at blue tarp and sandbags on my roof to protect from storm damage. Ugh. So this guy out in front of the house says, "I noticed you have some roof damage." I said, "Great. Send me a quote. Here's an email address. When can I expect?" He goes, "Well, I'm the one who does the labor. My buddy does the quotes and business end of things. So he'll get in touch with you. Oh, by the way, he's having a baby." "Well, congratulations. Can I expect to see something Monday?" Yeah, we'll get you something Monday or sometime next week." Very casual, laissez-faire attitude towards his business. Wow, this is the West Coast attitude certainly permeates into Arizona, I guess. So I understand he can't make a commitment for somebody else's time, and there's a baby involved, and who knows when they arrive, right? Todd, get off the mixer. Buddy, no, we're going to have to set down some rules, because he was on the kitchen counter as well. I don't know if they're picking up vibes from the previous cat, but Gemma had full reign over this place. She was on counter, she was on recording desks. Holly's just sitting here minding her own business on the recording peninsula. Ay. So Todd jumps up, and no doubt he'll go after the mixer again. Don't make me boot you out, buddy. So, you know, good that we had a roofer involved. Good. Good boy. Good. Sitting down, doing your own thing. Good. And we'll see what comes of that. We started to get unpacked. Unpacked the cats, let them explore. And then ran over a couple blocks to Cox Communication to pick up our cable modem. They had a Netgear N900, dual band, blah, blah, blah. We purchased it instead of rented it. Now, when it comes to DVRs, I'll generally rent because those things seem to have more issues. But cable modems, not so much. Now Holly's on the mixer. Holly, get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. Good girl. Easy to set up. Just had to, you know, figure out what the default admin password was for the thing. The SID and default SSID password are on the side of the thing. So, of course, I wanted to change all that and make it a little more secure and not broadcast one of the two bands. So that took all of about 15 minutes. And we have Wi-Fi. So I pulled out the Apple TV and I hooked that up. It's not hooked into the stereo system. So Mike is going to come over tomorrow, show me some pool maintenance, show me some studio maintenance, show me some stereo maintenance, that kind of stuff. Get us some basic wiring and whatnot to get functional. We don't have any furniture. We have a couple of air mattresses that we brought over in December. We had shipped out last December when Lisa and I came out, only to find out that he had a trundle bed and a single bed already in the guest house. So these air mattresses have been sitting around for 9 months. Now we get to use them because we don't have any furniture. And it's kind of fun. It's like prototype furniture. You inflate up the mattress and go, well, do we like the bed here? Nope, drag it over there. Do we want the bed there? And you can kind of visualize a little better where you want things before you actually put them up. We'll have to have like inflatable armoire and dresser and whatnot to see how those go. So pretty simple. We got it going. We've got a place to sleep at least tonight. And then Donna and I went for a swim, ate some leftovers from the barbecue that we had in Oklahoma City. That was yummy. And just kind of catching up on email and Facebook and whatnot. Tomorrow in the plans, I'll let you know how this actually goes, but the plan is, you know, that's when the work begins. We've got some cleaning to do around here. Seems like everybody always leaves you surprises when they leave their homes. We certainly left our share of them in Appleton. If somebody walks into the shed, surprise, you've got an old push broom. I think I mentioned this the other night, so I won't go through that again. Mike has left us a few surprises, usually maintenance stuff. Somewhere in here there is a hanger hookup connection plate thing for the back of the large screen LCD. He said it was in the studio closet somewhere. I don't see it, so that's another thing I've got to put on my list of, hey man, where is this stuff? And as I mentioned, he's going to show me the stereo hookups and the studio operations and all that good stuff. So that's tomorrow's plan. I will let you know how it goes. I am very tired. Partly because of driving, partly because of this 24-ounce stone bitter chocolate oatmeal stout. Yum, yum. I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, oh, before I sign out, one of the other things I did. Kind of interesting how you know, the order of what you can do with what you've got shows your priorities. Now, we don't have a lot of things here, so there's still a lot of things I can't do because they're not here. But as I was signing into Untappd to register this beer, I noticed that the only location that's around is the Draco Vista Studios. Well, technically, this is the Draco Vista Studios. But, you know, I had to put my own stamp on it, so I signed into Foursquare for the first time in about 2 years for the sole purpose of putting down on the Foursquare map, this is now the Binary Studio. So, I had to take care of that. So now when I register my drinking, I can be at the Binary Studio instead of the Draco Vista Studio. And if other people come on over, have at it. We took a picture out by the pool of Donna and me before the sunset and posted that to Facebook just saying, hey, we made it. Life is good. And I appreciate all the responses and all the likes that people are doing on that picture. Thank you very much. It's been a fun trip. It's been a fun adventure. I'll keep you informed over the next few days, but I suspect freestyle will be a little more sparse as time goes on, simply because I have set out to do what I intended to do for this summer. The major projects are done. Dragon Con is over. The move, we are moved. There will still be some soap operas to deal with as the movers come in and everybody gets acclimated. We are going to try and, we're probably going to change the format or at least the lineup. We have new opportunities, let's say, of Technorama worth exploring. There is a likelihood of getting Slice of Sci-Fi back online. So there's all kinds of things to explore. Not going to make a commitment of what's going to happen, but I'm saying there's a lot of things that we're tossing around ideas, Mike and I and a few others, of what we can do. So look for those. I'm looking forward to doing those. You know, there's new cool stuff. Our social calendar has been all cleared off, and I said I was going to sign out a while ago, so I might as well do that. Till next time, send me an email if you want. If you have comments, chuck@chuckchat.com, or you know, you can still call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. I have moved. It has not. That's the cool thing. Visit the website, chuckchat.com, Facebook, all that other good stuff. You can find it there. Go over there and find that. Until then, bye! 101, everybody!